Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. Today is day 18 of our counting the Omer. 50 days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Day 18, Yeshua, our indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Now thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, which is precious beyond words. The Greek is anekdigetos, that which cannot be fully declared. Used only here, this gift is no doubt God's gift of his Son, Yeshua. The Hebrew for gift is bracha, a feminine noun meaning blessing. The general idea of this word is one of good favor bestowed on another. This may be expressed in the giving of a tangible gift, Genesis 33:11, 1 Samuel 25:27, or in the pronouncing of a verbal blessing, Genesis 27:36 and 49:28. Most often, however, the word speaks of God's favor on the righteous, Genesis 12:2 and Malachi 3:10. It is related to the common verb barak, meaning to bless, and is often used to contrast God's blessing and his curse. John 4:9 and 10. Then the Samaritan woman tells him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jewish people don't deal with Samaritans." Yeshua replied to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Romans 11:33. And the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and how incomprehensible his ways. The greatness of God's sovereignty, mercy, faithfulness, and ordering of history, so that no one of his promises will go unfulfilled, causes Shaul to burst into a song. He and we have caught a glimpse of the working of God's mind and are overwhelmed. Only a hymn of praise to God can escape our lips. It is a fitting climax to chapters 9 to 11, in particular to the first 11 chapters in general. Romans 11:36, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." The three chief areas in which God manifests his nature and his power are alluded here. Creation, from him; revelation, through him; and redemption, to him. Orthodox Judaism has observed that these same themes pervade the whole Bible and find expression in the traditional ways of celebrating Shabbat and the other Jewish holidays. Amen, as explained in Romans 9:5. The word instructs the congregation hearing the letter read aloud to say Amen in response to, in agreement with, Shaul's praise to God, Jewish New Testament commentary. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Can we really comprehend why he would want to save a humanity who are the ones who deserved his punishment for our sins? Yet he sent his Son, our Messiah, to take our place. None of us are worthy, but he loved us anyway. Isaiah 52-53 describe the price he paid to redeem humanity back to him. The only catch is we must repent, turn from our wicked ways, and bow our knees to the one and only true God and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. And not only has he redeemed us, but he has also anointed and appointed us as ambassadors for Messiah. He has given us the privilege to be his servants in order to spread the good news of the gospel, Besorah, to humanity. He also provides, through the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the gifts and ability we need to accomplish what he has called us to do. Going forward, the complete Jewish New Testament commentary, this perhaps most famous and most quoted of verses in the New Testament, epitomizes the truth of God that has come to Jews and Gentiles alike in Yeshua the Messiah. It teaches that, one, God loves his creation, the world, 2, to love is to give. To love much is to give much. And God loves the world so much that he gave what was precious to him. 3, Yeshua was fully aware in advance that he would die as God's own sacrifice. 4, Yeshua knew that he was uniquely God's son. 5, the destiny of man when he relies on himself and does not trust in Yeshua is total destruction. Greek, apolumi, be ruined, destroyed, lost. Not cessation of conscious existence, but the eternal suffering that is the inevitable consequence of sin. And 6, the destiny of an individual who trusts in Yeshua is everlasting life, not only in the future, but right now, not just survival beyond the grave, which everyone has, but positive life in Yeshua. Trusting in Yeshua is not mere intellectual acknowledgement, but adherence to, commitment to, trust in, faith in, reliance upon Yeshua as fully human, completely identified with us, and at the same time fully divine, completely identified with God. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, indescribable gift. Write down your thoughts regarding the blessings you have received via the gift of Messiah Yeshua. Can you describe all that he has done for you? The blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 18 days, which is 2 weeks and 4 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Bo Yeshua Bo, in Yeshua's name, amen.